More than half of the state's annual $12 billion budget comes from general excise tax revenue, which does not and cannot keep pace with increasing state expenditures for debt service, Medicaid, and public employee retirement benefits. State Department of Budget and Finance Director Calbert Young says the answer to cutting state expenses is not decreasing the size of government.
No less than 60% and closer to 70% of every State Department program is labor cost. So trimming government means reducing warm bodies and reducing program service delivery of manpower.
Future labor costs, including pay raises for public school teachers and potential raises for Hawaii Government Employees Association and United Public Workers, will add to state expenditures. But University of Hawaii economics professor Denise Conan, one of the founding members of UHERO, the economic research organization, says the double-digit growth in tourism and construction will serve as a buffer in the short term.
On the federal scene, there are uncertainties with sequestration, also the passing of Senator Inouye. But UHERO is putting that at a conservative 1% ding on our GDP. But our growth in other areas of the economy are making up overall for that.
Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism Director Richard Lim says the short-term picture for Hawaii's economy is very positive, but he said tourism cannot be counted on to carry the state into the future.
Hawaii's real economic growth has been 0.8% over the last 20 years. Visitor arrivals have increased by 0.6%. Tourism peaked in 1989 at 30% of our GDP, and today, despite the massive upturn, it's less than 20% of our GDP. So it's shrinking as a percentage of our economy.
Lim says tourism has not kept up with inflation, and the state needs to grow the economy, namely in the trade sector, if it wants to meet increasing labor and medical benefit costs, which are growing twice as fast as the local economy. Senator Josh Green, an emergency room doctor and chair of the Health Committee, says taking personal responsibility in one's health could cut costs by 20%.
285,000 people are on Medicaid right now in the state of Hawaii. It's a gigantic number, $1.8 billion a year to take care of those people. Of those on Medicaid, 3.61% account for 61% of the spending.
Medicaid plus $14 billion of public employee health fund liabilities plus proposals to fund early learning and reduce the hotel room tax, according to one lawmaker, have placed at least $1 billion in spending requests up against a couple of $100 million in GET increases. Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair David Ige says lawmakers will address the unfunded liability requirement, but he says the state budget is a long way from being finalized.
The Senate has reduced the governor's budget by about $140 million. The House had reduced the governor's budget by about $475 million. So we're about $350 million apart just in terms of the things that we funded and not funded. So we do look forward to a robust conference as we try to reconcile the differences.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.